Now I will do nothing but listen, to accrue what I hear into this song, to let sounds contribute towards it. I hear bravuras of birds, bustle of growing wheat, gossip of flames, clack of sticks cooking my meals. I hear the sound I love, the sound of the human voice. I hear all sounds running together, combined, fused, or following, sounds of the city and sounds out of the city, sounds of the day and night, talkative young ones to those that like them, the loud laugh of work people at their meals, the angry bass of disjointed friendship, the faint tones of the sick, the judge with his hands tight to the desk, his pallid lips pronouncing a death sentence, the heave-yo of stevedores unlading ships by the wharves, the refrain of the anchor lifters, the ring of alarm bells, the cry of fire, the whir of swift-streaking engines and hose carts with premonitory tinkles and colored lights, the steam whistle, the solid roll of the train of approaching cars, the slow march played at the head of the association marching two and two. They go to guard some corpse. The flag tops are draped with black muslin. I hear the violoncello. 'Tis the young man's heart complaint. I hear the keyed cornet. It glides quickly in through my ears. It shakes mad sweet pangs through my belly and breast. I hear the chorus. It is a grand opera. Ah, indeed, is music. This suits me. A tenor large and fresh as the creation fills me. The orbic flex of his mouth is pouring and filling me full. I hear the trained soprano. What work with hers is this? The orchestra whirls me wider than Uranus flies. It wrenches such ardors from me I did not know I possessed them. It sails me. I dab with bare feet. They are licked by the indolent waves. I am cut by bitter and angry hail. I lose my breath, steeped amid honeyed morphine, my windpipe throttled in fakes of death, at length let up again to feel the puzzle of puzzles, and that we call being. You're listening to The Underword on CICK 93.9, Smithers Community Radio. My name is Gavin Smith, and this is a song, or a show, which has songs in it. It is a show about the relationship between poetry and music. We're broadcasting today from the unceded Cassia House territory of the Ginnamden Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Today's episode is part one of two, focus on Walt Whitman. You were just hearing the 26th poem from Song of Myself by Walt Whitman. And I'm reading today from the book Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman from the Smithers Public Library. Shout out to them. Walt Whitman was born in 1819 in New York, and he died in 1892 in New Jersey. He very much did not conform to the norms of his time, although it's a bit hard to imagine now. Leaves of Grass, which we'll be reading from all throughout this evening, was condemned by many at the time as obscene because of its sexual themes and frequent praise of the body of both men and women. It's commonly believed that Whitman was bisexual or gay, and he was not very shy about that in his poetry, which, needless to say, was unusual in the mid-1800s. He also rejected a single faith or religion, although he did often explore and embrace spiritual themes in his poems. Now we're going to move to our first song, and one of the things I like about this show is sometimes it introduces me to new artists who I was not familiar with, and this is one. The band is called Tapir, and it's a six-piece, and Tapir is an exclamation mark at the end. I don't know if it's important if you know that or not, but it's Tapir exclamation mark, and it's a six-piece from London. And their new 2024 release entitled The Pilgrim, Their God, and the King of My Decrepit Mountain is getting some pretty good attention this year. And we're going to be playing a song called Eidolons. And the band has said that this song was inspired by the poem of the same name by Walt Whitman. Now, if you, like me, are ignorant of what an eidolon is, or even, like me, believed it was a made-up word, it's not a made-up word. It's a real word. And it means an idealized person or thing, or a specter or phantom. So maybe you, like me, have learned something this evening. Eidolons, the poem, is a bit long, so I'm just going to read the excerpt I like most, and then we'll get to the song. All space, all time, the stars, the terrible perturbations of the suns, swelling, collapsing, ending, serving their longer, shorter use, filled with eidolons only. the noiseless myriads, the infinite oceans where the rivers empty, the separate, countless, free identities like eyesight, the true realities, eidolons. Not this the world, nor these the universes, they the universes, purport and end, ever the permanent life of life, eidolons, eidolons. This is To Peer with Eidolon.
Put you on a pedestal, put you in a throne. So grand yet invisible, my eidolon carries me home. I'm sleeping, you just grow. And oh, my eidolon, I love you so. Put you on a pedestal, I put you in a throne. So grand yet invisible, my eidolon carries me home.
Is this then a touch, quivering me to a new identity, flames and ether making a rush for my veins, treacherous tip of me reaching and crowding to help them, my flesh and blood playing out lightning to strike what is hardly different from myself, on all sides prurient provokers stiffening my limbs, straining the udder of my heart for its withheld drip, behaving licentious towards me, taking no denial, depriving me of my best as for a purpose, unbuttoning my clothes, holding me by the bare waist, diluting my confusion with the calm of the sunlight and pasture fields, immodestly sliding the fellow's senses away, they bribed to swap off with touch and go and graze at the edges of me. No consideration, no regard for my draining strength or my anger, fetching the rest of the herd around to enjoy them a while, then all uniting to stand on a headland and worry me. The sentries desert every other part of me. They have left me helpless to a red marauder. They all come to the headland to witness and assist against me. I am given up by traitors. I talk wildly. I have lost my wits. I and nobody else am the greatest traitor. I went myself first to the headland. My own hands carried me there. You villain touch, what are you doing? My breath is tight in its throat. Unclench your floodgates. You are too much for me. That was the 28th poem from Song of Myself by Walt Whitman. And before that, you were listening to Eidolon by the band Tapir. We're going to move on to our next song, which is one of the tracks from an EP entitled Leaves of Grass, which was released by Iggy Pop, Tarwater, and Alva Noto. The whole EP is a series of Walt Whitman poems that are put to music composed by them. Iggy Pop released a statement with the EP, and this is it in Iggy Pop's words. You know, I think he had, speaking of Walt Whitman, I should be clear. You know, I think he had something like Elvis ahead of his time, one of the first manic American populists. You know, you're looking at pictures of him, and he was obviously someone who was very much involved with his own physical appearance. His poetry is always about motion and rushing ahead and crazy love and blood pushing through the body. He would have been the perfect gangster rapper. Whitman says, even the most beautiful face is not as beautiful as the body. And to say that in the middle of the 19th century is outrageous. It's a slap in the face. Look at the popular, well-educated poets of the time, those sensitive noblemen. But Whitman writes, quote, fuck ass, end quote. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that on the radio, but Iggy Pop said it. So, you know, it's not me. We're going to move on to one of the tracks from that album, Leaves of Grass EP. And it is entitled, two poems in one song. As Adam Early in the Morning, and I Am He That Aches with Love. See what you think.
As Adam Early in the Morning. Does not all matter aching attract all matter? So the body of me to all I meet or know. Thank you.
I believe that a leaf of grass is no less than the journey work of the stars, and the pismire is equally perfect, and a grain of sand, and the egg of the wren. And the tree toad is a chef d'oeuvre for the highest, and the running blackberry would adorn the parlors of heaven, and the narrowest hinge in my hand puts to scorn all machinery, and the cow crunching with depressed head surpasses any statue, and a mouse is a miracle enough to stagger sextillions of infidels. I find I incorporate gneiss, coal, long-threaded moss, fruits, grains, esculent roots, and am stuccoed with the quadrupeds and birds all over, and have distanced what is behind me for good reasons, but call anything back again when I desire it. In vain the speeding or shyness, in vain the plutonic rocks send their old heat against my approach, in vain the mastodon retreats beneath its own powdered bones, in vain objects stand leagues off and assume manifold shapes, in vain the ocean settling in hollows and the great monsters lying low, in vain the buzzard houses herself with the sky, in vain the snake slides through the creepers and logs, in vain the elk takes the inner passes of the woods, in vain the razor-billed ox sails far north to Labrador. I follow quickly. I ascend to the nest in the fissure of the cliff. That was the 31st poem from Song of Myself by Walt Whitman, and before that you were listening to the sweet, sweet gravel of Iggy Pop reading Walt Whitman to music. We're going to move on to our next song. This is by a band called The Yawpers. That's Y-A-W-P-E-R-S. And we're focusing on them because the band name itself is based on a line from a song based on a line from a poem in Song of Myself by Walt Whitman. So I'll read that poem first and see if you can find where the band's name may reside. This is Song of Myself number 52, and I'm speaking slowly to give myself time to get there. Here we go. The spotted hawk swoops by and accuses me. He complains of my gab and my loitering. I, too, am not a bit tamed. I, too, am untranslatable. I sound my barbaric yawp over the roofs of the world. The last scud of the day holds back for me. It flings my likeness after the rest and true as any on the shadowed wilds. It coaxes me to the vapor and the dusk. I depart as air. I shake my white locks at the runaway sun. I effuse my flesh in eddies and drift it in lacy jags. I bequeath myself to the dirt to grow from the grass I love. If you want me again, look for me under your boot soles. You will hardly know who I am or what I mean, but I shall be good health to you nevertheless, and filter and fiber your blood. Failing to fetch me at the first, keep encouraged. Missing me one place, search another. I stop somewhere, waiting for you. That was the 52nd and last poem on Song of Myself by Walt Whitman. And if you caught it, where the band The Yawpers took their name from was the line, I sound my barbaric yawp over the roofs. Yawp? Yawp? I don't know how to say that. I sound my barbaric yawp over the roofs of the world, if that's correct. And so we'll turn now to The Yawpers, or perhaps The Yawpers, with their song, Burdens.
Well, they call it in the summer, it's the worst I've ever had. Been huffing gasoline in my best friend's Trans Am. Life in this town ain't as easy as it seems. It eats up your heart and it spits away your dreams. Well, I hardly think about it, you know it only brings me down. Been working scrubbing dishes at the diner downtown. I'm saving up my money, gonna take a Greyhound. Put my back with what is needed, and I'll never settle down. Well, come on, baby, set this in my head. Another night in this town is turning. only 17. I'm headed for the sun. I'm getting out of here while I'm young enough to run. Well, I'll masses with your roots down and all shadows one in flight. Make every breath a prayer, make every word a fight. Take me home. Yeah, the only things that matter are the ones you do alone. My journey will be endless. My voice will shake your bones. Or at least I'll have a story this world has never known. Well, come on, baby, say the vision's in my head. Another night in this town, I'll be the walking dead. And maybe my dreams turn to burdens instead. But I'm only 17, and I'm looking for some fun. Getting out of here.
It is time to explain myself. Let us stand up. What is known I strip away. I launch all men and women forward with me into the unknown. The clock indicates the moment, but what does eternity indicate? We have thus far exhausted trillions of winters and summers. There are trillions ahead and trillions ahead of them. Births have brought us richness and variety, and other births will bring us richness and variety. I do not call one greater and one smaller. That which fills its period and place is equal to any. Were mankind murderous or jealous upon you, my brother, my sister, I am sorry for you. They are not murderous or jealous upon me. All has been gentle with me. I keep no account with lamentation. What have I to do with lamentation? I am an acme of things accomplished and an encloser of things to be. My feet strike an apex of the apices of the stars. On every step, bunches of ages, and larger bunches between the steps, all below duly traveled, and still I mount and mount. Rise after rise bow the phantoms behind me. Afar down I see the huge first to nothing. I know I was even there. I waited unseen and always, and slept through the lethargic mist, and took my time, and took no hurt from the fetid carbon. Long I was hugged close, long and long. Immense have been the preparations for me, faithful and friendly the arms that have helped me. Cycles ferried my cradle, rowing and rowing like cheerful boatmen. For room to me, stars kept aside in their own rings. They sent influences to look after what was to hold me. Before I was born out of my mother, generations guided me. My embryo was never been torpid, nothing could overlay it. For it the nebula cohered to an orb, the long slow strata piled to rest it on. Vast vegetables gave it sustenance, monstrous sauroids transported it in their mouths and deposited it with care. All forces have been steadily employed to complete and delight me. Now on this spot I stand with my robust soul. That was the 44th poem from Song of Myself by Walt Whitman. I really love that one. And before that, you were listening to the Yowpers with Burdens. We're going to move on to the last song of today's episode, which has been a song that I've enjoyed for a really long time. It's from Billy Bragg and Wilco's 1998 album, Mermaid Avenue, in which they took previously unreleased scraps of lyrics from folk legend Woody Guthrie and put them to music. And this song, it really, it's kind of a tenuous connection to Walt Whitman, but he's in the title, so, and it's a great song. So what's there to argue about? This is the song Walt Whitman's Niece from the album Mermaid Avenue.
Last night or night before that, I won't say which night, seaman friend of mine, I'll not say which seaman, walked up to a big old building, I won't say which building, and would not have walked up the stairs, not to say which stairs, if there had not been two girls, leaving out the name of two girls. I recall a door, a big long room, I'll not tell which room, I remember a deep blue rug, but I can't say which rug, the girl took down a book of points, not to say which book of points, and as she read, I laid my head, and I can't tell which head, down in her lap, I can't tell which lap.
Well, the seeming body of this girl moved off after a couple of pages, and there I was, all night long, lying and listening and forgetting the poems. As well as I could recall, well, my seaman buddy could recollect, the girl had told us that she was a niece of Walt Whitman, but not which niece. And it takes a night and a girl and a book of this kind a long, long time to find its way back.
Been listening to the appropriately saucy Walt Whitman's Niece by Billy Bragg and Wilco, with lyrics by Woody Guthrie. That's going to be it for us tonight. This is part one of two on Walt Whitman. We'll see you next time, thanks to our sponsor, Phoenix Self-Care Studio. Have a great night.